Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. Besoek RSG Geldsaake se Facebookblad en kom ons gesels.
Ons het vir Warwick Lord opgespoor, hy is van die Multimodale Binnelandse Hawe Vereniging, of MIPA, dit is 'n nuwe vereniging wat binnenkort die lig gaan sien, en dit het 'n interessante mandaat, dit wil die logistieke sektor in Suid-Afrika meer doeltreffend maak, en het wil dit doen deur vragvervoer van ons paaie na spoorlyne te skuif, en dit deur binnelandse havens. Warwick, thank you so much for your time. Just let's start with the concept of an inland port. What exactly is it?
Thank you, Rick, and evening to you and your listeners. An inland port is basically an area, also known as a freight village, or an area where you consolidate cargo in order to move cargo in a denser fashion along an area. So it's the sort of cargo consolidation place linked to rail in order to then facilitate the movement of that cargo from that area to another area.
Now, the one I know of is City Deep, the one here in Johannesburg, a massive container terminal. Is that an inland harbour or inland port?
It is an inland port, and it has a few sort of design issues with regards to the fact that it has a multiple terminals around it that is making it not quite as efficient as it should be. And also, it's in the heart of Johannesburg CBD, which makes the trucking and arterial in there very difficult. So it is an intermodal and inland port. However, it is not the best example of what we are trying to achieve in these greenfield operational areas that we are looking to undertake these operations in.
So tell us about those operations. What do you want to achieve through MIPA?
So what we'd like to achieve through MIPA is there is a huge drive to move cargo from road to rail. And what we found is that the conversation is almost mute on where this would happen. There used to be the transfer facilities or cargo transfer facilities between road and rail in order to make this happen. And this is where a few of us developers who are looking to develop the inland ports at various locations decided to get together in order to have conversations about trying to increase this on the agenda of the changing environment we find ourselves in. There's been a lot of change in the regulation and third-party access now being allowed into the ports and specifically into the rail sector that's busy working its way through legislation. And so part of the conversation needs to be how practically and pragmatic this is actually going to happen, and hence us coming together to try and put voice to this grouping of individuals and projects.
But I don't need to tell you that Transnet Freight Rail is not the most efficient logistical player in South Africa at the moment. In fact, its performance is really the reason why we have so many trucks on our roads. Is Transnet not a very, very big elephant in a very small room?
Well, Transnet's performance over the last period has been well documented in the media, and it hasn't made for good reading. What we are excited about is the fact that the rail sector is now getting opened up to third parties. And so in conjunction to having the incumbent rail operator, Transnet, we also now have the opportunity to bring in private sector expertise and capital, which obviously has a lot, is quite a heavy paymaster or taskmaster in that lazy capital assets are not very tolerated by the private sector. So we're quite excited by that movement, but also just for each of the various supply chain cargo modalities to play their role. What has happened at the moment is everything's gone on truck, and this has created the congestion that we experience and the damage to our roads. There are certain cargo types that need to be on rail, and what we need to do is focus as South Africans in order to get that component right instead of just ignoring it and moving it to truck. So I believe it's time to roll up our sleeves and see what we can do in order to get the rail performing in its rightful place.
How much infrastructure is needed to make this happen? There's a difference between just making existing infrastructure more efficient than to create new infrastructure. Is this a short-term, medium-term, or long-term mandate you have?
Okay, so the mandate is short, medium, and long-term. So the idea is to use as many of the existing assets that are in place. And to use a simple example, Cato Ridge works well because of the existing rail line, as well as the shunting yard and the existing terminals in the area. So the idea is definitely to start off small and sustainably, i.e. Logistics is very cost sensitive, and so it needs to be able to wash its own face, but then grow it out bit by bit as it develops. So it's both short, medium, and long term. In the medium to longer term, it's huge capital development in order to bring huge terminals, container terminals, bulk terminals, but then also requiring the various warehouses and infrastructure in order to enable this massive flow of cargo. What we're looking to do is just improve and optimize the flow of cargo, and it needs a significant amount of assets in both the short, medium, and long term in order to make that happen.
Is there a case study elsewhere in the world where what happened in South Africa also occurred, where you had a good rail system, the efficiency levels dropped, the cargo moved towards roads and road transport, and now we would like to get it back on rail? Has that happened anywhere else in the world?
So there is a rail renaissance or revival at the moment, and specifically getting led by the Europeans as well as with the Chinese with their Belt and Road basically their big cargo push with rail all the way along the European Peninsula, all the way to China. So there is many examples of this. And what we are seeing is specifically, if you ever look at the Australian example, which is slightly different, also had huge congestions at their port. And what they did is create special evacuation routes dedicated either via truck or rail to inland ports to now create an enabling environment around the port area. So we do see a huge revitalization happening through the process.
Warwick, baie dankie vir jou tyd. Dit was Warwick Lord. Hy is die nuwe multimodale binnelandse hawe vereniging se voorsitter.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoede, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.